Peggy Sellers, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your daily life. Psalm 9 is a song of thanksgiving. In particular, David is thankful that God is just. His justice will not ever be thwarted. It will never be perverted. It will always be perfect in every way. Like David, we can say, "I will give thanks to the Lord with all my heart." On this Thanksgiving Day holiday, many people will sit around a table and tell what they are thankful for. Family, jobs, a great meal. Maybe some will go further and say they are thankful for their blessings, and some will be thankful even for their struggles. But what will be missing from many of these statements of gratitude will be the person that these thanks should be addressed towards. We give thanks to the Lord, for all things come from Him, every breath, every heartbeat, and yes, every blessing. David tells exactly what he is thankful to God for. "I will tell of all thy wonders, I will be glad in thee. I will sing praise to thy name, O Most High." Verse 1. What he is most thankful for is God himself, God who is worthy of praise and exaltation, for he turns back the enemies, verse 3. He maintains the righteous cause, verse 4. He rebukes the nations, verse 5. He destroys the wicked. He blots out the names of those who do evil. The Lord abides forever. He has established his rule of justice. He will judge the world in righteousness. His judgment will be done with equity. The Lord makes himself a shelter for the oppressed. He is a stronghold when there is trouble. He is trustworthy. He will never forsake his own. Verses 9 and 10. For all these reasons, we give thanks. We will never be alone, never forgotten, and never too far away from him that he will not hear our cries. Our God is gracious and loving and just. Father, we give thanks to you with all our hearts. Yes, we are thankful for the things right before us, our homes and families and blessings. But even more, we are thankful for you, the Most High God who never fails, who is perfectly just, and who has provided such a great salvation for those who call upon the name of Jesus, the Lamb who was slain, who rose again, and who sits at the right hand of the Majesty on high forevermore. Glory and praise and thanksgiving to you, our Savior and King, the righteous judge. Amen. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or at our website, caccma.org.